Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 21st day of July, 2008. We are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Jerome Corsi has a new book out on Barack Obama. The left, I have to say, would not wake up to the evils of Bill Clinton because they were caught in the left-right paradigm, thinking that the right was attacking their shining champion. The right then would not wake up to the fact that George Bush was an absolute traitor and puppet to this country, and plus there was nothing conservative about him. And they are still very pig-headed, most of them, or a large portion of them. But the left, I have to say, is starting to sour towards Barack Obama. Now, that doesn't mean it matters one way or the other whether it is John McCain or Barack Obama. But the fact that people are waking up that both parties are bought and paid for means we are one step closer towards the solution. And that is realizing that presidents and prime ministers and political conventions are nothing but spectacles to divert the public. They are screens or walls so that the public never sees behind the curtain. And our lives, our treasure, our future depends on discrediting the government and discrediting the globalists so that they will grind to a halt in their tracks because they need the public's acquiescence to their agenda for their global tyranny to come to fruition. Dr. Corsi joining us in T-minus 58 minutes. Then we had them on a few weeks ago for their maiden voyage with us. They'll be back today for 2 hours. Pat Carmack and Bill Still. Bill Still, of course, the maker. Pat Carmack, the narrator for the amazing film Money Masters. And I tell you, Bill Still is one of the leading experts on monetary reform, the banking system, just an amazing individual. I'm extremely impressed with him. They'll be joining us to talk about the economy for 2 hours today. Dr. Corsi will spend about half his hour with us on Obama. Then we'll move on from that semi-distraction, though it is not a distraction if you use it as a study point of the puppetry, the marionettes. And then we'll talk about the economy with Dr. Corsi, who's also an expert on the economy and very well-versed on that. So 3 hours on the economy today, and I will try to have open phones for those hours as well with our guest. Okay, the news that I have here in front of me today is all of great import, and we will be going over that today. Iran must choose between cooperation and confrontation, the U.S. says. Out of a French news agency. That is just, again, insulting the American people's intelligence. Iran tried to parlay. Iran tried to come to terms. Iran groveled to the globalists in the UN and has nothing weaponized, nothing that could produce an A-bomb. Even if they tried to build one now, it would take at least 7 years. That's the CIA's own assessment, but not what you hear on the news. The news says they have nukes. They have neutron weapons to knock out all the communications. They have fleets of flying saucers flown by Puff the Magic Dragon, and it's just completely insane. Rice warns Iran of punitive measures, also out of AFP. So we'll be going over that as they escalate things. There have been some type of bombings in China. They don't really have any real terrorism in that country. This stinks to high heaven ahead of the Olympic Games that we're nearing as just some type of pretext to have further crackdowns and sell their high-tech U.S.-designed police state grid they bought from IBM and others. So at least two die in blast at Chinese buses. Also, Press TV reporting, Jewish terrorist document found. We'll be going over that. More on the 500,000 plastic coffins outside Atlanta, Georgia. And a lot more. Big broadcast lined up for you today. And you know what? Let's just take a lot of calls in this first hour on whatever you want to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I meant to go to calls directly in this hour. In this first segment, I got to talking to Ted Anderson during the break, so I didn't do that. John, just IM me, because I'm down in Texas. They're up in Minnesota, and he airs the calls for me. I can also take calls here out of my studio, but I'm not going to do that today, at least right now. So just IM me, the callers, ASAP there, John, and I'm going to take calls this segment. I want to take 30, 40, 50 calls this hour. Because I've got Dr. Corsi coming on to talk about Barack Obama and the economy and a lot more. And then, of course, I got the Money Masters folks coming on for 2 hours, experts on the economy, to go over what the globalists are doing to us right now. The impending doom is now starting to settle in. People now are finally listening to me. People are finally listening to this show. They're finally taking everything that they heard us say in the past on the thousands of radio interviews I've done, the scores of interviews. I know it's like 50-something on Coast to Coast AM over the last 5 years. The scores of interviews I've done on Alan Combs' syndicated show and on Lars Larson and just hundreds of big shows I've done, thousands of little shows. And they heard me lay out how the bankers were going to implode the dollar and rape you. They've heard the expert guests we've had on cover it. They heard us tell you how they'd slip in National Guard and just announce, oh, they're not just going to fight terror, they're going to fight gun crime. That's now been announced in Chicago, just slipped into an NBC News report with the governor saying gun crime's so bad, illegal guns are so bad, we're going to use National Guard. And then the reporter added helicopters, so everybody limits it to just the helicopters. No, it's going to be on the ground. We've got these reports of, you know, hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins masked. I did track back the company and did indeed even get photos of them delivering them on the backs of flatbacks. It is outside Atlanta, hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins and their lids. We've got the globalists gearing up to attack Iran. There is probably no doubt now that they're going to attack Iran unless we get the word out and expose what this is going to mean financially. They've got propaganda polls out with 46% of Americans saying that they want to hit Iran. I don't even believe that poll. They have key little poll numbers they can call where they know what response they're going to get because you've got 70-plus percent against the Iraq war. How could you have 40-something percent for the war? There is just so much happening. And we don't, this doesn't have to happen. This doesn't have to happen. The people that are destroying America are in control of our government. And it isn't George Bush that's doing it. It isn't Barack Obama that's doing it. And we need to come to grips with that because we put all of our heat, all of our exposés into exposing George Bush for 7.5 years. And then he leaves, and in comes Barack Obama or John McCain, and the New World Order Party just continues. And I know you, the listeners, know that. But the public has not figured that out yet completely. I mean, you've got scientific Gallup and other polls that show 9%. Multiple big national polls show 9% approval rating for Congress. Well, then how can you have another poll showing 43% want to hit Iran, 46% don't? Let me correct that. Still, that's close to half wanting to. I mean, I don't believe that. Or even if that's true, we need to reach out to these people and say, do you like paying $4.50 a gallon on average for gas? Do you like paying $5.50, $6 in some areas of the country, some mountainous areas, some remote areas? I know it's $5+ in California on average. Do you like this? I mean, do you know what this is going to mean? Do you have any idea? And please don't tell me, oh, poor Israel. There's all these articles. Poor Israel, they just can't defend themselves. They've got slingshots, and those Iranians, they have special bombs to knock out communications. Totally made up. They've got nukes. They're going to destroy Israel. Israel has hundreds and hundreds of high-tech nukes and high-tech weapons. The Israeli Knesset, 4 years ago, one of the leaders threatened to nuke Europe if they didn't pay Holocaust reparations. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what you've got is a bunch of egomaniacs in the U.S., England, and Israel. Not the people of England, not the people of Israel, not the people of the U.S. Most of them are just like us, don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And the polls there, 45, 50%, depending on which poll you look at, are against going into Iran. In Israel, 70-something percent don't like being in Iraq, don't like the fact that U.S. is there. Same thing in the U.S., I mean, why is this happening? Because we have tyrannical governments that are on complete and total power trips. They say, hey, we've got to use the power we've got. We've got thousands of nukes in the U.S., thousands in England, conservatively hundreds of high-tech nukes and missiles and cruise missiles and bombers and fighter bombers and submarines and missile cruisers in the Gulf. I mean, Israel is just super high-tech, super high-tech. Aircraft and surveillance and everything else, and they're just saying, hey, we can go ahead and attack Iran, and when they defend themselves, we'll call it terrorism, and then we'll nuke them. Israel and the U.S. are saying, we will attack Iran with conventional weapons hitting thousands of sites, military bases, water treatment, power plants, anything that could, quote, aid the military. Oh, you could use a power plant that's powering, Tehran or any of their other big cities, you could use that to run centrifuges. That's a military target. And the Pentagon's released years ago what they're planning to do. Hit thousands of targets, killing tens of thousands of people, using DU bunker busters to spread uranium everywhere, and then watch their birth defect skyrocket. And if Iran defends itself in any way, we are going to use nukes all over your country. And Iran lays there and takes it for 5 years, as U.S. Special Forces command four different, now it's five different, Wahhabist Sunni al-Qaeda groups. And I'm not getting into Sunni versus Shiite. Man, there are now Sunni people on YouTube and Google Video attacking me because I keep pointing out that they're using Sunni groups to attack Iran, that Shiite. I'm just reporting the facts here. Can you believe this show? I'm attacked by liberals, neocons, people out of Dubai, people out of Afghanistan are attacking me in news publications. I'm being attacked out of Saudi Arabia because that is another criminal group working with Israel and the United States. And I know it's shameful for you, you Wahhabists. You claim you're fighting the West all day. You were created by British intelligence. And because you'd go in and overthrow elected governments all over the Middle East to put your Wahhabist former government in, you were hired 90-plus years ago by the British. You were hired by Hitler again, and you were hired by the British and the U.S. after World War II. You were a shameful group of people. I don't mean your Sunni brand of Islam. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not wading in on Shiite, you know, versus Sunni. I'm not involved in all that. But just don't deny the White House admits, and you admit, you're attacking Iran. Iran doesn't have Shiites running around in Saudi Arabia blowing stuff up. In fact, I mean, if you look at the military forces of the Sunnis, they're a bunch of clowns, man. They're filled with British and U.S. and Israeli intelligence. And I look at the Shiites every time, and they're not. I mean, it was Shiites that beat Israel when they went into Lebanon. So let's just face it. Shiites are the ones that the New World Order are after. While the media tells you that the real threat is the Sunnis, is the Wahhabist sect of the Sunnis, when you guys are literally from the womb of the New World Order. And I don't mean your brand of Islam. I mean the last 90 years, your leadership is British intelligence. And now they've got their little satellite Israel and the U.S. God help us. God help us. Wes in Texas. Well, Patrick's first. Patrick in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going on today of coming off the BART train in San Francisco? And it was funny, some weeks ago they had this electrical outage, and they fixed it. And then they had some dogs running through, bomb dogs going through. And then all of a sudden they had a bomb scare like 2 weeks ago. And now they got, today, brand new surveillance cameras all in. What's going to happen next? Rudy Giuliani going to show up in San Francisco?
Like he did in England with a Mossad?
Exactly.
For 7-7?
Exactly.
And of course, an Israeli company running the security and then doing the deal with Visor Consultancy for doing a drill of the exact same locations being attacked at the exact same time.
Yeah.
You hear that, police? Thing? Yeah, well, here's the deal. You can LexisNexis or Google. But the really good service, obviously, is LexisNexis. I was just reminded by that by a caller last week. And you can find where the government kept mailing anthrax to other offices but scaring their employees, and it turned out. Remember that in 99, 2000? Mm-hmm. Hundreds of internet. It was the feds, quote, testing security. You know, they've had the Navy SEALs do attack drills on embassies and not tell people it's a drill and people freak out. It's the same thing, and then it's a cover. And, yes, most your bomb threats, at least the trigger bomb threats that then cause copycats, are the police. And they, quote, do it to test security. No, they do it to create the perception of terrorism to scare the sheeple into submission.
Right. And in England, they, you know, filmed the whole thing when they bombed on 7-7. And so when these new security cameras went up, I was like, ding, 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 here it is. It was strange.
Well, in Canada, people have gone up before the legislature. In fact, I want to play that later. I sent that to you, John. And have eloquently told the government, we know you've hired the same security company that ran, you know, was in charge on 7-7. And if anything happens, we're going to blame you. And the Speaker of the Parliament just freaks out and just looks like he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It's incredible. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move quickly. Wes, Matt, Joe, Don, and others, your calls when we get back, as we accelerate towards three big guests today, as we look deeply into the economy. The New World Order plan to implode our economy by design, is going ahead, ladies and gentlemen. How do we stop them?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car.
You better make a count of yourselves out there.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Better get your head screwed on straight.
A crowd of people stood and stared.
Because this isn't a game we're living in. but he was really sure he was from the house of love. I'm taking heart, though. I saw a film today, oh boy. People are now starting to pay attention. The English army had just won. And you know why? Because the dollar's starting to implode domestically. A crowd of people turned away. You ain't seen nothing yet. But I just have to look. You notice the mainstream media lied to you. They pacified you while they got their assets protected. And now they're coming in and buying up the entire infrastructure. All that's going to be left is black ski mask enforcers and us the slaves. That's the rear guard action, and they're done looting. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to... Is John, I guess, next? Or is it Scott in Arizona? Okay, Wes in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to ask you, what was your opinion on the Turner Diaries?
I never read the Turner Diaries. I read some excerpts online, and you know, it's from a white supremacist point of view, and they're, I guess, out shooting and killing people. I read some passages from Hunter. And what was Dr. William Pierce, who died a few years ago of cancer, wrote that. And, I mean, really, I can't fully comment on it because I haven't read the whole thing. I would imagine you've read it.
I actually just bought it at a gun show yesterday in North Austin, and I'm reading it. I'm halfway through, and I can drop it off at your office when I'm done with it.
Oh, no, that's okay. I have, I've read basically parts of it online, and I know what it's about. I mean, it's about basically an armed revolt against the government, is it not?
Yes, in as many words. It's a little more philosophical. It gets into the quagmire of what it would cause if it actually came to that.
Well, you see, I've got historical examples of tyranny and then rebellions and counter-revolutions, and I can basically just look at what will happen historically, if that breaks down. I don't get a lot of my political analysis from fiction. I know the feds had their agent McVeigh claim that he was influenced by that book, and they're very scared of it. They are very scared of people fighting them physically back. That's why they put in a military grid. They're afraid of an armed revolt before they implode things. Once things are imploded and their grid's in place, they'll have their forces so scared they're ready to nerve gas whole cities, and then that's their plan later. But I'm not even advocating attacking early, because attacking early will also feed into what they're doing. We do not want to have armed conflict with the police and the military. The globalists hate them, inject them with cancer viruses and delayed bioweapon release systems. They write books about how they hate and detest the military and the police. We need to warn the military and police about what's going to happen. They're like the general public, complete morons. And on average, and they will laugh at us and giggle and snicker. But then, as they see everything coming true, they will finally, a lot of them, wake up and join us. And so I'm trying to have this collapse like the old Soviet Union instead of going into a mass extermination mode and mass graves and death and the government retreating into hardened bunkers and then using biologicals and chemicals on us and nukes on us, which they have said they'll do. It's in last year's Ministry of Defense. The British say that the U.S. and England are preparing to use neutron bombs against their own populations. I mean, they understand where this is going. They had to rob it. They had to do it. They had to try to take everything and fully rape the population. And now they're beginning to realize that it's not going to go the way they wanted it to. And so they'll just basically, from the high ground... And folks, I'm not joking about all this. You understand, they're not going to give power up. They're going to fully rape you and force you to fight back, and then hell's going to be released. Now, we may be able to short-circuit their operations by just fully discrediting them. The best we can hope for is a Soviet-style collapse. I will repeat. The best we can hope for is the country will just collapse like the Soviet Union did, at least on paper. Anything else, sir?
No, that was excellent.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back. I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
It has been said that we live in a dog-eat-dog world.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
But people
get up, stand up.
Who have gone through true adversity occasionally in human history, rarely, but it's happened a few times, say this is how humans act, this is how people operate. This is the cycles of ingenuity and steadfastness and high morals, then leads to milk and honey and plenty, and then decadence and then corruption and then wickedness sets in, and then societies collapse. There's been a few societies that were very scholarly and actually had elites that were virtuous and tried to spread knowledge to the general population. And they said, we must guard against tyranny. We must guard against the unwarranted acquisition of power by the military-industrial complex. We must stand up against powerful groups of men who combine their fortunes together for empire and domination. Because these elites could care less about you and your family. In fact, most of the time, they enjoy killing. They enjoy slaughter. They enjoy power. They enjoy exercising the ultimate form of raw power. They are the priest of power, as George Orwell wrote, always pressing on the nerve of power. And they have trained us to be these fat and happy, know-it-all, Everything's fine. Life is just one big vacation. There's no evil in America. It's over across the ocean, but you can't even find where those boogeymen they tell you about are on a map. You don't really know any of the details. It's just foggy. It's some guy with a turban and a beard. When the real enemy is the elite waging war on you. And again, I know the listeners understand this, but the general public cannot grasp, cannot understand how horrible it is. I talk a lot about these because it's a smoking gun of many. The IMF World Bank documents in 2002 get released, and it's the reason Joseph Stiglitz quit and left the IMF as their chief economist. Or was he chief economist of World Bank? I know he advised both. It doesn't matter. The point is, it was IMF World Bank documents with them colluding together, the big private banks, and it was how to go into Argentina and other countries, and it was a plan they've been doing for over 100 years. This is taught in mainline history books. They just don't tell you what's going on now. How they would go in 100 years ago, 150, 200 years ago. Spain would go in after they'd turned loose of some of their possessions. They learned, why should we pay for the government? Why should we pay to keep our empire here? We can just pay the local thugs to be in control of the people. But then over generations, wealth would be developed in Argentina with hardworking, upright, very smart people. Or wealth would be developed in Brazil. Or wealth would be developed in Mexico by the population, by a certain sector. And so the elite would come in and hire one of the other elites to have a military coup to overthrow a government. Might not have been a perfect government, but it was better than what the elites were going to put in because they wanted vertical integration. You'll hear that now in the corporate globalization. That means an up-down system with the haves and the have-nots. And they would come in, and then in the last 100 years they learned how to give Bank of England loans or other big imperial bank loans, German imperial bank loans, Dutch imperial bank loans. But it was a fraud. The banks didn't want to have the countries be independent. They didn't want countries in the Bahamas or the Caribbean or Africa to be independent. They would come in and say, here's the deal. We're going to give you, let's say this was 100 years ago, you look at the loan sizes, $50 million, $100 million, equivalent of $50, $100 billion or more today. But here's the deal. We want you to go spend the money with our British East India Company or a handful of other companies we've got to build warehouses, buildings, to buy ships from us. So that's one part of the scam. But then here's the other part. We don't want you to pay back the debt. We want you to spend almost all the money and then not pay back any of the debt, and you get to keep the debt, and then before you implode the economy and leave and you allow us to put in a military coup, you will set sail a month before, and then you'll have your $10 million waiting for you in your Swiss bank account or your Luxembourg account or your British account or your U.S. or Spanish or Portuguese account or Monte Carlo account, and then they would leave. And then they would leave behind the military guard, knowing how the scam worked. They would then put in a new leader who was really part of the same group. They would blame the guy that fled. And the new guy would get up and say, this is just horrible and terrible. We've got to have emergency reorganization. And I'm sorry, the middle class we've developed, you have to give your land over because we signed it over. It's forfeit. And if you don't, we're going to send the army in to take it from you. And, of course, the army gets to loot you and rape your wife while they're at it. And the local corrupt cops get to, so they go along with it. That's how you got Latin America. And the globalists are masters. They know that the Mexicans and the Argentines and the Brazilians and all of them are going to find out. So they know they're pretty sophisticated people. They've been screwed a lot. They're not like Americans that are, I mean, you know, Latin Americans just love me. Even though I bash La Reconquistas, they respect me and love me all over. I'm just flocks of foreigners and illegal aliens running up to me because they know the truth, ladies and gentlemen. They just want somebody to tell them the truth. They want somebody who doesn't lie. And they've lived through it. And so the globalists are sophisticated. You don't think they blame the banks or the globalists. No, no, no. They blame gringo. They blame the USA. And what do they see in Guatemala or Mexico? They see the Marine Corps. They see Smedley Butler, the Marine Corps general, getting off the boat. And they do see gringos coming down and grabbing their ports and taking over their mines and nationalizing them and then leaving after new puppets are put in. And so to them, yeah, it was gringos that came and took their farms. But it was just gringos getting paid a few dollars a week to come do that who got nothing. And back home, when the Rockefellers wanted the gringos' mine or the gringos' ranch or the gringos' farm, they'd send in Pinkerton security to slaughter gringos, too. Gringos kill gringos. And now the New World Order comes down and hires Latin American death squads and flies them over to Iraq to kill other brown people. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with money and power. And so let me give you the news flash. They're now doing that here. And the IMF World Bank plan talked about that. And I've been telling you for more than a decade, and I've been screaming for 5 years, and now every day I'm talking about it, because it's happening now, folks. And I want to give you a news flash, police and military and everybody else. Don't be like the elites, enforcers in Mexico and Argentina and other places. But you know what? You are going to be like them. You're going to go along for your 20 pieces of silver and destroy the country and everything else. And you'll be given an emotional, psychological salve. You'll be told, you know, that you had to do it, and you'll be given propaganda reasons in the news and the media. But don't you say you weren't told. And don't you say you didn't know and somebody didn't tell you. Don't you say you weren't warned. And you understand, you make the decision to do the gun confiscation and the work brigades and all the things that are coming to this country. They're certainly gearing up for it like it's about to happen. I pray it doesn't happen every day, but it looks like it probably is, sooner rather than later. Just remember, you knew the truth, and you decided to lie to yourself, and it was this lying to yourself, not just the police and military, but the yuppies and the good old boys and the people that think they're part of the elite when they're not even lower middle class. All of you, just remember you were told. Just remember you were warned. All right, I said I'd take calls. I just wanted to get that out there. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. Karma, whatever you want to call it. It's all over our message boards at prisonplanet.com and on the comment pages, on the stories. All these Native Americans are in there saying, yeah, you did it to us. 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 Now it's going to happen to you. But see, it's more sophisticated than just that. The natives would come to the gringos and say, we want you to go team up with us to kill the other tribe. And so everybody was evil. We're all humans. We all act the same, folks. And there were a lot of wars that the whitey lost at first, you see. And then, yeah, by the 1880s, when there was only a few tribes, a few Comanche and Blackfoot left that were still wild and free, yeah, they were hunted down. They were taken to camps. Concentration camps were invented by the British 200 years ago and perfected by the U.S. cavalry 130 years ago. Hitler wrote memos on it saying, I want the way it's described in this Civil War document from the United States. And so that's who we are. Let's just be honest. Now, I always say how great America is. Compared to everybody else, we have been upstanding. We've been incredible. More patents, more inventions. The toughest, the meanest, the roughest, the bravest. The whole world marveled at Americans because we were the motley crew. We were the pirates and the poor people and the criminals and the explorers and the tough stuff that came over here. The toughest people from Europe, the toughest people from Africa, the toughest people from the Middle East, the toughest people from China, the adventurers, the toughest people from Latin America, from Mexico were willing to come to Texas where Indians were trying to kill you. The Mexicans came, the Spanish came and said, help us, gringos. You kill all the Indians in Tennessee. You kill them in Illinois. You kill them in the Dakotas. We need you. And then Whitey came in, and the Anglo-Saxons ran around with a slaughter fest, fighting the Indians 5-1. That's right, it was about 5-1 at first. And then Santa Ana said, well, the gringos have killed all the Indians for me. Now I'm coming in to take it over. See, that's real history, folks. It's all evil. The Mexicans are evil. The whites are evil. The Germans are evil. The Jews are evil. It's all of us. It's who we are, ladies and gentlemen. The elites of the Germans, the Chinese, the Jews, the British are evil. They're cutthroat scum. They're scum in Mexico. They're scum in America. They're scum in Canada. They're scum in Japan. And it's time to realize that it's good people who team up together, knowing the nature of the world, to team up. The good people who just want their little piece of land and want to live their life and who aren't greedy. We have to always team up in history when things get bad and when the people who are greedy want to take what we've got and enslave us. We got to team up and say, you know what? We're not going along with this. You want the New World Order to stop real fast? You just don't talk to government people, and they're your neighbor. Of course, the reverse of that is you could talk to them and try to deprogram them. But, I mean, the thing is just really get aggressive with this information. Get in people's faces. Let them know it matters. And again, I'm not saying the Germans as a people are evil. I'm not saying the Jews as a people are evil. I'm not saying that the Chinese as a people are evil. I'm saying, well, look at the Chinese fighting like tigers against their government with sticks and stones and baseball bats against troops with machine guns, and they're winning in almost every city. All over China, every 2 days, there's a riot where the police rape some girl or grab somebody for their organs. I mean, it's a very corrupt elite in China. And the Chinese people, unarmed, are winning. China is teetering on revolution, ladies and gentlemen. The states were waging economic warfare against all the areas that aren't central trade or construction cities. Again, it is the evil elites. And all of us are evil in one way or another. All of us are fallen. All of us do bad things. We have to be in a daily struggle against... But by the way, being good doesn't mean you're a wimp. No, in fact, being good means you have the courage to fight. Being good means you have the courage to stand up for yourself. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Who's up next here? Matt? Matt in Texas, Joe, Dom, Robert, and Steve. I'm going to get to all those before I get to Corsi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're right on as usual. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, the first time caller, long time listener. Saw Martial Law Rise of the Police Day about 3.5 years ago at the Draft House, and you gave me a copy of it because I only had a few dollars in my pocket, and I appreciate that, man. It changed my life. So, anyway, I really just wanted to call and thank you for playing clips from original Info Warrior Bob Marley lately. If you've ever seen the Bob Marley story, it's an old PBS documentary, Rebel Music, the Bob Marley story. It's extremely powerful. I watched it the other day and saw numerous parallels that I thought were parallel to your story. He used his music as his machine gun in the Info War, and he was awesome. So anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Oh yeah, no, I grew up, with my parents playing all sorts of rock and roll and country music, everything, but I grew up, running around in my diapers. I'm only 34, folks, but my parents were listening to Bob Marley in the mid 70s, right before it got really big.
Yeah, he's been on a big Marley kick lately, and just wanted to give you props for that, man. You do an awesome job. There's nothing more to say, really. Everything's crazy right now. But, I just wanted to call and say thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, there have been no societies in human history except for Switzerland. That's where the founders got the idea. Notice they never get invaded and they're richer than anybody else. You don't just have to have guns. You got to have explosives over there. Where people could be armed. I mean, everybody else has always been slaves. And that's it. I mean, you need to hate the government, distrust the government, dislike it. No, instead, the government's my friend. The government isn't your friend. And let me tell you something. Denying that they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines will get you and your family killed. And now they know a lot of us aren't taking shots, so they're putting in other stuff. Bastards. They want you dead, and when you die of cancer, they want to suck every bit of money out of you you've saved because they don't want you passing it on to your children. They don't want sovereign wealth. You understand? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to continue on what you were talking about before about people's mindsets. I think you are having a definite impact, and people are. I just read a Popular Mechanics where they were complaining about people not taking the vaccines and they have to cherry pick these individual little categories where, well, they should have vaccinated. But anyway, I also also want
to
talk.
Yeah, it says a government mouthpiece, and it's like, but this child got sick because they hadn't had it. Take the shots. We love you, God. Please believe us. We just love you so much. Drink the fluoride. We'll spend $10 million in San Antonio of government money to fluoridate because we care about your teeth.
Yeah, we should label all the fluoride treatments brainwash. But anyway.
Oh, we love you. Oh, God, the government loves you.
There's a mindset, though, that really annoys me. There's these 80-year-olds out there, and I want to thank Charles. Kudos to you down there in New Orleans. You know, he's fighting the good fight, but there are some people that are older that say, well, I'm not long for this world, and they just give up, and they don't care what happens to the rest of us. And I'm just, what is wrong with you? You know, can't you fight? You know, at least I have the mindset that duty is ours, consequence is God's. You know, I'm trying to get a mobile DVD burning command center going. You know,
stay there. Let you finish up quickly on the other side, Joe. Then Don, Robert, Steve, Helen, and others. There's some good news, too, on the 9/11 front. Oh, we've gotten the Bohemian Grove complete list for this year. Paul Watson's doing a big story on that.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Yes, we've been trying on the wine spread much too long. Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire. No, the government's good.
Soaking the blood of the sufferer.
No, no, the government's good. Don't listen to your instincts. Take the injections. All over the country, they pay local cops to go out with mobile wagons, mobile RVs, and inject people as they pull up out the window. Now, I happen to know that's part of a federal plan to train the police for forced inoculation. That's even been in mainstream news. And that's why they've got a federal grant all over the country for police to take blood. That's to get through the comfort zone to prepare you that cops are like nurses. Because remember, you're wild cattle to be hunted down. And now they're going to give them little knockout dart guns. Oh, yeah, like a running man. Get that animal. Meanwhile, the officer takes his loving injection as well, like mother's milk. You know, if you go to the intellectual evidence, we can prove and the facts that they're putting cancer viruses in your shots and carrying out chemical and biological warfare against us all right now. But in your gut, do you trust the government in your gut? Do you want the shots? And what does your gut tell you? Does it tell you that Babylon is the vampire? Or does it tell you that it's good? All right, Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen, I'm going to get to you, but I wanted to bring Burmis in just for a minute or two because the London Guardian had a big hit piece that was like sophomoric going, if you think 9/11 is an inside job, you believe in Pluto space aliens. It actually said that. That's why whenever I say Pluto space aliens, I mean that. That's all they know how to say. That's all they always say, Pluto space aliens. And he actually said Pluto space aliens. No, you believe you're the king of Pluto. So another big London Guardian article coming out basically saying it is an inside job. This is a big deal. This is the biggest paper in Europe and England. Who knows what happened on 9/11? And it just goes into basically saying, yeah, government staged terror. Burmis, this is a big deal to have mainstream news.
Absolutely, and he takes on those other pundits from within The Guardian over the last couple of weeks that have made fun of us, and he says, you know, if you actually look at the evidence and throughout history, conspiracies do indeed exist, Alex. And he goes into their tactics on how they like to call us tinfoil hat brigade, and it's all
Kings of Pluto.
Yeah, sophomoric.
It'd be a good name of a rock band.
It would be a good name of a rock band. But all this sophomoric attacking to try to bring less credibility to our position on the matter of 9/11 truth. And then he goes through, he's like, well, you know, the CIA did overthrow Allende in Chile. We have been involved in staged terror such as Gladio. And he goes over just a few separate examples. And then he says,
Ajax, Tonkin.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, you know, these guys aren't even really looking into the facts. And then he goes over their mindset because those guys always love to go into our mindset. They try to say, oh, we have to believe this conspiracy because
it's a religion.
Yeah, it somehow makes us feel better. And as I know, it makes me feel
in fact, one of their talking points all over is they're so scared of men in a cave, they want to believe it's the government. They find that soothing. Oh, it's real soothing. I don't want to think it's ragtag guys in a cage, which isn't, you know, that scary. No, I want to believe the things that runs my life and is controlling the vaccines and the water and the food are killers. You know, yeah, that's what I mean. There's no logic there.
Yeah, and he goes over kind of like this super yuppie mentality of total denial and how it makes them feel
better.
I had
guys calling into the KLBJ this morning and emailing them saying the dollar's not devalued.
Well, obviously they're not spending money then. They just don't know.
No, they're going to deny it. Lord Burmis, thank you for joining us. All right, we'll come back, take a couple of your phone calls, and get Dr. Corsing on. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.